One of the major questions in cosmology today is how large the universe really is. While there are indicators that it is at least very, very large, the fact is we don't know for sure, and it may be the case that the universe isn't just big, it's infinite. And if that is indeed the case, then the nature of our universe starts looking really weird. For example, in an infinite universe, there is in fact other intelligent life in the universe. Statistically speaking, it must be so. But not aliens per se, rather almost exact copies of Earth and the human race. In fairness, some astronomers suspect that the universe is finite in that it has some special geometry such as a donut shape that allows for no boundaries but limited volume. But on the other hand, those models of finite universes don't fit the data we have as well as an infinite universe does. Why can't we tell for sure? The problem is the expansion of the universe. Driven by dark energy, space is expanding. This means that the further you are from an object, say a distant galaxy, the more expanding space there is between you and it. Ultimately, that cumulative amount of expanding space becomes so great that it cancels out the speed of light, and light waves can't reach us from an object because the expanding space in between would require them to travel faster than light, which light can't do. This leads to a sphere of what we can see known as the Hubble volume, or the observable universe. Beyond the boundaries of this volume, we can't see a thing, which means part of our universe is invisible to us. Trouble is, we don't know how much of the universe lies outside the Hubble volume. It could be only a small part, or it could be most of the universe, or the universe could be infinite and it never ends. And that's the kicker. Any universe that is infinite would mean that anything that's possible in the universe happens somewhere, no matter how unlikely it is. Infinite is infinite, after all, so if it's possible, it's happened. So long as matter is evenly distributed across the universe, something which astronomical observations support, then that means that past the Hubble volume, there should be exact copies of Earth, our solar system, and ourselves that vary a bit in the details, but overall are nearly identical. Your doppelganger would have many of the same memories that you do, share the same likes and dislikes, the only difference being that your counterpart may have eaten pizza for dinner while you had soup. And since it's infinity we're talking about here, then the numbers of these copy planets would be staggering. Think an infinite number of doppelganger yous. So how far do you have to travel to find such a copy planet? Physicist Max Tegmark has calculated that our nearest, almost perfect twin would be about 10 to the 10 to the 28th meters from here. That's an incomprehensibly huge distance, so you probably won't be meeting your doppelganger anytime soon. But you will see other, closer, less perfect Earth copies, perhaps ones where the dinosaurs didn't go extinct or life took a completely different evolutionary path. The infinite universe possibility is actually based on pretty solid physics and statistics, making it the least questionable of any of the multiverse theories. Often termed a level 1 multiverse, this one would simply be the universe at large, where an infinite amount of Hubble volumes exist, some of them being virtually identical to our own, some of them being very different, all of them too distant to see or reach. The next level of a multiverse is level 2. This is where there are more than one level 1 multiverses. In other words, a potentially infinite amount of individually infinite universes. While not exactly intuitive, there is a very good principle backing this, the anthropic principle. Our universe just happens to be perfect for supporting human life, uncannily so, but it didn't have to work out that way. In fact, we have no idea why it did. But if you've got an infinite amount of universes, then it's no big deal statistically if you just so happen to be in the lucky one. But if there is only one universe, then the odds of it existing just so to allow life are astronomically against it existing. Since it clearly does, or something does, then one must look at alternative theories such as if this is a computer simulation. But there is a third level, where there theoretically are also many copies of you. The level 3 multiverse is the most controversial of the three, but also the most mind-blowing. This theory suggests that all possible outcomes split off from our universe and become parallel universes. In one universe, you went to the theater. In another, you went swimming instead. You can't see these other universes, but they would be there hovering just above you. For me, the most interesting aspect of this thinking is that if we can answer the question of whether the universe is finite or infinite, it would instantly answer the question of whether there is other intelligent life in the universe. If infinite, then statistically speaking, it's a certainty. It's just not the kind of alien life we thought it would be. It's just other versions of us. But there may be other versions of them, too. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently thinking about my doppelganger. He probably doesn't have a goatee, because I do, and if alternate universe Spock is any indicator, that makes me the evil alternate universe doppelganger. I think I'll go shave, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for in-depth, regular explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.